Let's head on down to the State Capture Commission. That's going down in Parktown. Clement Manyatela joins us live on the line. And it resumed this morning with testimony from more Eskom officials. Gert Opperman and Johan Bester expected to take the stand this morning. And I mean, Clement, after a week of more Eskom dodgy dealings being laid out before the Zondo Commission, what further dodginess have Opperman and Bester revealed?
Well, nothing new at all this morning. Gerrit Opperman is the one that's been taking the stand since early this morning. And what he's done is corroborate some of the testimony that's been presented by SNEL, MAGA, by even Eskom's treasury, Treasurer Andre Pillay. So he's spoken about the prepayment of Optimum Coal Mine from Glencore, in fact, from Eskom to Tegeta. He's been speaking about some of the penalties that Eskom had put out against Optimum Coal Mine and the penalties that were then reduced as soon as the Gupta-linked company, Tegeta, bought that Optimum Coal Mine. He's also been speaking about some of the concerns that Eskom had in terms of the quality of the coal that was coming from Optimum Coal Mine, but also in terms of the sizing of that coal. So most of these officials, Nick, coming here from Eskom, are expected to corroborate what we've heard already, not only from people like Jabu Mabuza, the Eskom chair, but from other senior officials of Treasury, like of Eskom, like people like Andre Pillay, who were responsible for some signing off on some of the deals. And we know that they've come out and said they were put under extreme pressure, pressure that was coming from the board at the time and coming from the executive management of Eskom that was headed by, at the time, by people like Brian Molefe and Machela Koko. So as soon as all this evidence has been corroborated, we expect the Deputy Chief Justice to perhaps do what the evidence leaders at this commission have been appealing for him to do, and that is to invoke some of the rules of this commission and call people, in fact, summon people that have been implicated when it comes to this testimony on Eskom, people like Machela Koko and Brian Molefe, who haven't indicated as yet on whether or not they're willing to take the stand to tell their side of the story.
Oh, indeed, Clement. I mean, there is always two sides to the story, and one wonders if the likes of former CEO Brian Molefe, the tweeting engineer Machela Koko, and former Eskom finance thief, or beg your pardon, chief, Anuj Singh, were to defend these moves, what exactly could they possibly argue? Clement Manyatela, live on the line there from Parktown. This is the Xolani Gwala Show. Niklas Bauer keeping you company until 1 p.m.